Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1871, authorities found the body of a man floating in shallow water near a railroad bridge in Vallejo, California. He was dressed like a gentleman, with a diamond ring on his finger and money in his pockets. He was later identified as Butler Ives, a surveyor of the Oregon Territory during its rough-and-tumble early days. Ives began surveying with his older brother William. After passage of the Donation Land Claim Act of 1850, they worked on federal contracts surveying the Oregon Territory. Ives later surveyed southwest Oregon, including the Table Rocks and other landmarks of the Rogue Valley. Early surveyors worked with little more than an axe, a compass, and a chain. Their pay was based on mileage, so speed and a good mule or horse team determined whether they made a profit. In 1866, Ives worked for the Central Pacific Railroad and described himself as a sort of vagabond pioneer. Ives was 41 years old when he died while on assignment, falling from a rail car between Yreka and Sacramento. He hit his head and drowned with his attached surveying instruments. His brothers buried him in Detroit, Michigan. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.